poll, 64% of battleground state voters favor lowering costs over universal health care. By Sean Moran on August 15, 2019. Nearly two-thirds of swing state voters favor lowering health care costs over providing universal health care, according to a poll released Thursday. A survey released Thursday conducted by Locust Street Group commissioned by the Partnership for America's Healthcare Future found that 64% of American battleground state voters prefer lowering healthcare costs over ensuring universal healthcare. In contrast, only 36% of swing state voters back universal coverage over reducing healthcare costs. The battleground states include Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio. All crucial states for presidential elections and congressional races. 60% of American voters, as well as 59% of swing voters, want to lower health care costs, and 76% of Republican voters prefer lowering health care costs over universal coverage. Only Democrats prefer universal coverage. 52% of Democrat voters prefer universal coverage, while 48% want to reduce health care costs. The poll also found that healthcare serves as the top issue facing the 2020 elections, as 46% of Americans voters said healthcare was the most critical issue, compared to 40% of voters who said the economy was the most important, while 40% preferred immigration as the most important issue, combining respondents' top three issues. The partnership's release also showed that Americans prefer fixing the current healthcare system America has instead of adopting a single-payer healthcare system or enacting a government-run public insurance option. The healthcare group said in a release that a clear majority of voters nationwide are primed to reject new government-run systems that will cost voters more to expand coverage like Medicare for All, the public option, and Medicare buy-in. Most voters want candidates to lower costs, build on what's working and fix what's broken, not start over. 62% of battleground state voters said that the country should focus on fixing America's current healthcare system. 57% of Americans agreed with that argument. 62% of Democrats agreed we should keep the current system. 49% of swing voters agreed with keeping the current system. And 58% of Republican voters agreed that we should keep America's healthcare system over Democrat proposals such as former Vice President Joe Biden's public option plan and Medicare for All. However, a majority of Democrats also backed proposals such as Medicare for All and the public option, while 53% of Republican voters still want to repeal Obamacare. For instance, Scott and Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, introduced in the America First Drug Pricing Plan, which would increase consumer choice, price transparency, and more price fairness when it comes to the cost of prescription drugs. The plan would ban drug companies from charging consumers more for prescription drugs than other industrialized nations such as Great Britain, Canada, or Germany. What Republicans are doing, if you look at our proposals, as in all the conversation I'm in with people, is driving down the costs. If you drive down the cost, more people will be able to afford health care. We want them to actually get health care, Scott said, told Breitbart News in an interview in July. The Locust Street Group poll surveyed 1,000 voters across the nation, plus an additional 500 additional voters across the battleground states. Locust Street Group surveyed voters between July 19 to 25, and the national margin of error is 3%, while the state margin of error is 4%. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.